Hello, this is Stephen Whitfield with Drilling Contractor. Today I'll be speaking with Jonas Narinder, Digitalization Manager, Process Automation at Siemens, and Jiro Esko, Chemical Industry Manager at Siemens, on the role of digital twin technology in drilling operations. Digital twins have been the talk of the industry in recent years. They are virtual representations of physical assets, like a drilling rig, that companies use to optimize operational and maintenance procedures, among other things. Mr. Narinder and Mr. Esko will discuss the role digital twins play in rig design and the impact they have on health and safety risk. Hope you enjoy. Jonas, Jiro, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So my first question is for you, Jonas. Digital twins have a variety of uses, and you've written about how Siemens categorizes digital twins, three different categories: product, production, and performance twins. Could you explain what those categories mean? Talk about the differences between them and how they all fit within a drilling operation?
Sure, I could do that. So first, I just want to emphasize that, you know, the digital twin means different things to different people, to different industries, to different roles, to different companies. So the description of the digital twin with the three types, with the product, the production, and performance, is kind of Siemens's view on the digital twin. And each of those three twins can be viewed differently depending on who is going to use it. I just want to preface that first, because we always get a lot of questions like that. What is a digital twin really? So that's an important distinction to make first off. So the product digital twin basically relates to an end product you're designing or making. So the ability to create something in the virtual world rather than building something physically is really what the product digital twin is all about. For instance, in the drilling operations, if you're going to build an oil rig, you can design it using virtual tools, you know, 1D, 2D, 3D tools. You can run simulations on the actual product, which in this case is the oil rig. You don't have to do anything, build anything to test how it's going to work, whether it's going to work properly. So that's one aspect of the digital twin, the product twin. Then the production twin, in this case, could relate more around how is the rig going to operate specifically. The production twin can also be part of the manufacturing of the actual oil rig, right? Because there are different ways that it could be manufactured, put together. Modular design is one thing that we're seeing quite extensively right now for different kinds of designs. In the oil rig example, again, you can design it in the software world and the virtual world. Then you could send those drawings out to builders that then build the actual oil rig in different modules. And then at the end, you're going to assemble them, you know, and they're all going to fit together because you already tested that kind of in the design stage of it. So that's on the production twin. Then lastly, the performance twin really relates to how is that product, in this case, again, the oil rig, how is that performing in the real world? There are ways that you could, you know, take data from key points on the rig to monitor, control performance, but you can also do analytics on it to say, well, there's certain parts of this rig design that did not work as we intended or was not as efficient as we thought. So we can now take the performance data from the performance digital twin and then tie that back into the product twin again. So when you're building another rig or a new rig, then you have this latest performance data built into the design of the new one. So that's basically the distinction between the three digital twins.
So now I want to get into the role that digital twins can play in specific elements of drilling. And Jiro, I can start with you on this question. Standardization is such a key word these days in the industry, as you know, companies look to try to optimize their production, their cost. What role does the digital twin play, or can it play, in standardizing rig design?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think that it helps in the communication. If we are looking at the digital version of a rig, then it helps us to have a discussion about, hey, how is this performing for me who is doing the drilling? And what design changes would be necessary for the rig builder? And then again, with the original equipment manufacturers, it helps them to perfect the design of the components that go on the rig. So it assists us to discuss in our value chain how to do the nice design. And based on that, I would say that the typical roles of the digital twin in standardizing the rig design are about shortening the timeline from purchase to delivery so you can get it faster. It's about quality guarantee, about being able to deliver made-to-measure solutions at competitive prices, of course. It's about standardizing the modules that go on the system. It's about modeling and validating the system and the components in it. And it's about standardizing the business process from quote to engineering to building to delivery and finally to the operations to use the digital twin for optimization as well. So, so rig design does benefit from modular engineering, 1D, 2D authoring solutions, 3D authoring, simulation, CFD stress, vibration simulation, and connecting with the automation, connecting with the operational data. And this is the standardization helps with the physical configuration and the physical components that go to the skid. And once that is delivered, then the industrial IoT connectivity does give you the option to monitor the performance of the system and the health of the assets. So you can see how it performs and loop that back into your design and keep continuously improving the process.
Another topic I wanted to discuss was health and safety risk. Now, you hear a lot about the ways in which digital twin can enable remote monitoring and maintenance of a physical asset. And to me, that sounds like, in addition to enabling greater operational efficiency, that can have a significant impact on health and safety risk for rig crews. Can you talk about the ways in which digital twins enable safer operations? In addition to the remote monitoring aspect, what other areas do digital twins kind of help to make the operation safer?
So I'd say from my perspective, there's two things that I think are particularly important when it comes to the digital twin and how that impacts safety. And one is tied to what you just said, the remote monitoring. With remote monitoring, it is possible to remotely operate an oil rig, wherever it is. If it's in the middle of the Gulf, you can have people sitting in Houston and doing a lot of the operations of the oil rig. Now, of course, you have to have people on site, on the rig itself as well. But with remote operations, you can minimize the number of people that you have to have on the rig. It's a dangerous operation to be out there, so the fewer people you have on the rig, the better. So that's one big safety aspect of it. The other one is training, because if you have a digital twin of the actual oil rig, a complete 100% true representation of the oil rig, if you have that in the 3D format, you can put on your glasses, your goggles, and you can step into the oil rig as if you were there. That's really good for training purposes. So for any maintenance crews, how to find their way around the rig. For instance, you could also run some simulation scenarios that way to say, okay, you know, if there's an explosion on board, or if there's a blowout, then there's going to be, you know, certain things, procedures you have to follow in order to safely evacuate the rig. So you can run all those scenarios and simulations for training purposes of the crew without them ever setting foot on the actual rig, right? So once they're on the rig, they already know the rig because they have seen it in a 3D representation. So that definitely increases the safety aspect, and that's a great way to use the digital twin.
Yeah, just to complete with my opinions and my views, I think, like Jonas said, the digital twins do play multiple roles in enabling safer operations. He already mentioned remote operational centers in a city, for example. And that goes down to the fact that the less people you have on the rig, the less exposed you are to health and safety risks. That's related to something like the accident triangle or bird's triangle, where you're using, where you're looking at the risks of unsafe acts, near misses, minor accidents, serious accidents, and even fatal accidents. So the information of the digital twin plays to that. If you reduce the number of unsafe acts, that helps you to have safer operations, okay? So for example, a technician on a site can send a video feed to from his smart glasses to an industry expert. And the expert can be looking at the complete digital twin and send back the relevant information to a technician, for example. So then instead of having two guys at site, you have just one. Another example is using digital twins to program robots. So we have companies that are using robots to go in and to do tasks like inspections in confined spaces or elevated inspections, because you don't want to have your maintenance professionals in those situations at all. So good for planning, good for reducing the number of the people on the site, and this really helps so you can plan your maintenance and inspection routes in the safety of the virtual world. You can go through your tasks and you can check that all the needed information is available before you venture out to the physical world. And if there is an incident, of course, then the digital twin is used in a root cause analysis, and the results of the investigation are looped back to your planning and scheduling of tasks. And that's continuous improvement, and that really helps us in realizing our zero accident strategies.
Well, guys, thank you very much for speaking with me today. I know that digital twins are a hot topic in this industry, and we appreciate the insight that you've provided on how this fits within drilling. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks again for giving us the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the upcoming July-August issue of Drilling Contractor for a story on digital twins in drilling. And please visit www.drillingcontractor.org for the latest news and insights from around the industry.